off-season program has ended here at St. Thomas Sports Park. I'm Amy Welsh, joined by Mike Keith and Jim Wyatt. Guys, with the off-season program ending, I feel it's appropriate that we do a little recap of everything that has happened. Jim, I'm going to start with you. What do you think was the biggest storyline of the off-season, minus Marcus Mariota recovering from his fractured fibula?
I'm going kind of with the rebuilt receiving corps. It started back in Philadelphia when we heard Corey Davis's name called with the fifth overall pick, and then Taywan Taylor selected in the third round. We watched those guys throughout the off-season. Taywan Taylor was good from the get-go. He's been making plays out here all the way through the OTAs. He's going to help this team, and I think we saw more of Corey Davis as this offseason went on. He's looked great, physical, snatches the ball out of the air, runs after the catch very well, very explosive. It's going to be a different look, and I think these guys are going to fight for the ball under Frisman Jackson, the team's new receivers coach.
All right, Mike, same question for you.
Rebuilt secondary. You think about what they did in free agency with Jonathan Cyprian and Logan Ryan. You think about the two guys they drafted a year ago with Kevin Byard and also LaShawn Sims. And then in the first round, Adoree Jackson, the corner out of USC. They are going to look totally different than they did at the start of the 2016 season. The secondary taking on a new look. That's my storyline.
Mike, who is the most improved Titan throughout this offseason process?
To me, it's defensive lineman Austin Johnson. Came on at the end of last year, spent the offseason rebuilding his body, has shown versatility, has shown explosiveness. To me, it's Austin Johnson, the second-year defensive lineman from Penn State.
I'm going to stick with defense. I'm going to go with Nate Palmer, a guy who headed into free agency this offseason, was re-signed by the team, kind of did some soul-searching and set himself on how you want to get back to playing like he did when he was in college, where he was faster. He lost 20 pounds. It's shown out here on the practice field, both in the defense. I think he's going to help again on special teams. So I'm going with Nate Palmer.
So neither of you picked Derrick Henry.
Hard to believe.
And he's looked good. I mean, he came in great shape. He's caught the ball well. Mike Mularkey said he looks faster. He's gotten extra work with DeMarco Murray being sidelined at the end of this offseason. So he has definitely made a big step in year two, but I'm sticking with Palmer.
All right, that's a good pick, but Derrick Henry would have been a fair pick. I just thought it was too obvious. The thing that jumps out to me is what Coach Mularkey said, the speed. He is playing so much faster. So I don't know if his overall speed is better or if he just understands the offense and the responsibility better. But, man, he has looked great this offseason.
Who is the player you're most excited to watch during training camp that's not a rookie?
I'm going with Kevin Dodd just because we haven't seen a lot of Kevin Dodd, and the expectations are still high for him from the coaching staff to the other players on the roster. I know Brian Arakpo was asked just the other day, the player who's looking forward to seeing the most in training camp, and he kind of looked to his left where Dodd was sitting and said, this guy right here. He said, I'm still very optimistic about what he can bring to this team. Dodd has been patient. They've been patient with him. They're counting on him.
Sylvester Williams is mine. Free agent signing, nose tackle from the Denver Broncos. Had a surgery, hasn't had a chance to do much in OTAs. Titans feel like they can get better play at nose tackle this year than they did last season. This is a guy who can also rush the passer along with stopping the run. I look forward to seeing big number 96 come August.
Guys, there are a lot of storylines going into training camp. Jim, which one are you going to be focusing on the most?
Well, we've stayed away from Marcus Mariota until now, and I think in training camp, I think everybody's going to be watching him. He's looked good throughout the offseason, but they have held him back to some degree. Mike Mularkey said when training camp rolls around, he's going to be off the daily injury report. He's going to be turned loose. He's going to have players around him. He's going to be in some pretty intense practices against the Carolina Panthers. He's going to be in games where he's going to take hits. He said himself the mental hurdle is the one he has to get over now, and we'll see that in training camp.
For me, it's more weapons on offense. How are they going to use them, and how many skill players are they going to keep on the roster? You have a team that normally keeps four tight ends. Who's the fourth? Who plays at wide receiver, and how many wideouts do they keep? How do they balance DeMarco Murray and the vastly improved Derrick Henry, and how many running backs do they keep? And do the Titans keep two quarterbacks or three quarterbacks? This is a team that has improved so dramatically in the skill area overall since John Robinson and Mike Mularkey took over. I'm interested to see how they'll utilize that group in camp and how they'll build them towards the 53-man roster come September.
That's a lot of numbers there, Mike.
Thanks.
All right. Are you ready for training camp?
I'm ready for training camp right now.
Jim, are you ready for training camp?
I will be.
All right. Well, Jim's going to work on it. Mike's already there.
I'm there.
So ready for training camp on July 29th. These players and coaches get a couple weeks off before everything gets rolling, but we don't take breaks here at TitansOnline.com. We will have all of your Titans coverage, so be sure to check back right here. For Mike Keith, Jim Wyatt, I'm Amy Wells.